Okay, continuing after Rosh Hashanah. The day after Rosh Hashanah, this year it's Thursday, because Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday and Wednesday. It's called Tzeim Gedaliah, the fast of Gedaliah. Now what happened on the Tzeim Gedaliah? Gedaliah was the leader of the Jewish people. He was killed. And the Gemara says the death of a tzaddik is like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But if that's the case, then they should fast a lot of days of the year. But another reason it says, because when Gedaliah was killed, a lot of Jews, a lot of sufferings happened to the Jewish people. Now there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, when was Gedaliah killed? Was he killed on Rosh Hashanah, and they pushed off the fast until after Rosh Hashanah? Or is he killed lechatchila on the third day of Tishrei? So there are two opinions, exactly the historical event. When did he get killed? Was it on Rosh Hashanah? And therefore the fast was pushed off for Tzeim Gedaliah. Now, it's technically a regular fast. But in many respects, many poskim are more lenient when it comes to Tzeim Gedaliah, especially if it's going to affect a person fasting on Yom Kippur. And here is a very interesting halachic argument and debate. Yom Kippur is a biblical fast that we know. Okay, it's punishable by Karis. Tzeim Gedaliah is rabbinic. Not as a rabbinic, maybe it's even a pushed-off fast, which is even more lenient. So the Shaila is like this. What happens if a person, by fasting on Tzeim Gedaliah, will not be able to fast Yom Kippur? In other words, you can fast one of the two. So do we say, listen, Yom Kippur is more important. He has to fast Yom Kippur, Tzeim Gedaliah, let him not fast. Another opinion says no. Right now it's Tzeim Gedaliah. You're able to fast, you have to fast. Yom Kippur, you won't be able to fast, so you won't fast in Yom Kippur. And it's a big argument in Poskim. The halacha, in practical halacha, is that if you're not going to be able to fast Yom Kippur, you don't fast Tzeim Gedaliah. Because Yom Kippur is still more biblical than the fast of Tzeim Gedaliah. But otherwise, people have to fast Tzeim Gedaliah, even if you're in the middle of Shavuot Brachos, whatever it may be, a person has to fast. Okay, now there's an interesting thing. They bring down, if a kid was born on Tzeim Gedaliah, don't call him Gedaliah. Now there's two names. There's Gedaliah and there's Gedaliahu. So Gedaliahu is a good name. Gedaliah said he didn't have good mazel. He was killed and there was a lot of problems. So some posts can be done. You should name your kid Gedaliah, even if he was born on Tzeim Gedaliah, because it's not a mazel dicker thing. Okay, as far as the fast goes, there's, you know, slichas in the morning. Now, most Jews say slichas aser simei tshuva. Even those that Ashkenazic Jews, I'm saying, that don't say the whole Elul like the Sephardic Jews do. They only say before Rosh Hashanah. Most Jews say aser simei tshuva. What? That whole phrase, I don't know which phrase. They said about 10 different phrases. Yeah. 10 days of repentance. Aser simei tshuva? The 10 days of repentance from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. So many people, most people in fact, Ashkenazic people, say slichas during the whole Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Chabad is one of the few groups that don't. We don't say slichas Aseret Yemei Tshuva. But on Tzeim Gedaliah we do say slichas. Why? Because it's a regular fast day. So you say slichas like you would any other day, middle of davening. Another addition that we say throughout the Aseret Yemei Tshuva is Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, open to say with a minion Avinu Malkeinu. Even if you daven alone, you still say Avinu Malkeinu. If you're davening and show yourself, you don't go open the ark to say Avinu Malkeinu. It's only when a minion is davening, then you open the Ordin Kedesh for Avinu Malkeinu. But otherwise you say Avinu Malkeinu and all the other additions of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. You don't say? Why, yeah.
No, that's
no.
I'm saying
the pilot.
That's the
Ashkenazi
minutes.
Why are we doing? Why are they going to what? But we don't. Because Minaglita was not to say stichas aseret yemei tshuva. No, I understand, but just push it different minhagim in the whole stichas. You could say stichas by yourself, except Hashem, Hashem. You have to leave out, you know, those parts. You have to leave out. Shema Kalinu. You could say just Hashem, Hashem, Karach Lachanun. There are many parts some people say you have to leave out. What Rama? Not everything. Svarim say from Elul to Yom Kippur. They say the whole 40 days. But we said we don't sin, so we don't need to do it. Okay, now, Aser Simei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, is what their name means. Now, there's 10 days of Tshuva, Aser Simei Tshuva, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur is the third day. So it's 3 days of Yom Tevim. So you're left with 7 days of Aser Simei Tshuva. So the Arizal says that each day of Aser Simei Tshuva correspond with Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because in Aser and Shabbos, Aser Simei Tshuva, you have 7 days. So you have, excluding Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you have a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So therefore, the Arizal says like this. The Sunday of Aser Simei Tshuva, you have to do tshuva for all the previous Sundays. Monday, Aser Simei Tshuva, you need to do tshuva for all the previous Mondays. That's what the Arizal writes, the concept of Aser Simei Tshuva. So therefore, it says in Halacha, because it is Aser Simei Tshuva, people should be more machmir, stricter, in things that they do, maybe they're lenient on a whole year, but in Aser Simei Tshuva, they should be stricter. For instance, it says this in Big Shulchan Aruch, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, all the Shulchan Aruchs, that whatever brings it down. What happens if somebody is lenient in Pas Palter? They don't eat only Pas Yisrael. They eat not Pas Yisrael also if it's kosher with a Hechshon. So then it says, Aser Simei Tshuva, you really should be machmer and eat only Pas Yisrael. With things like that, it comes, people should be more strict, Aser Simei Tshuva, than they are a whole year because they want to show that they're becoming better or more observant and so on. There's another very interesting thing that Rebbe used to scream about this years ago. And Rebbe writes, there was a custom in yeshivas that they leave the kids out for Chodesh Tishrei. They let them go home, you know. They learned in Elul. And then Tishrei, they let the kids go home for the Shana, Aser Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. The Rebbe was very much opposed to it. And the Rebbe said, Aser Simei Tshuva, the days you're supposed to be doing tshuva, you're supposed to be learning, you're supposed to be in an atmosphere of Torah and learning Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You know, Aser Simei Tshuva, okay, after Yom Kippur, the kids can go home from Sukkot. But how can you let kids go home from yeshiva where they don't learn as much as they do in yeshiva? They don't behave as well they do as in yeshiva. And they just let everybody go home. So the Rebbe was very much opposed. And for all the yeshivas, they have seder straight in Chabad yeshivas, they have seder straight through Yom Kippur, until Yom Kippur, and then after Yom Kippur, the kids go home. You have an obligation to be religious all year. Are people stricter? Let me ask you a different question. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, everybody's serious, right? They daven, they mean tshuva a little bit, yeah? That's what they, right? Yom Kippur, everybody is. I mean, talking about religious people, right? Yom Kippur, it becomes a serious day. You know what happens with Yom Kippur? Everybody's back to normal. Did you ever see anybody really change after Yom Kippur to become a new person? No. Let's be realistic, huh? It doesn't last too long. A couple of days. No, but I mean, say Yom Kippur, people already are talking about the chazan and the speeches and what happened in shul and this guy did this and this guy did this. All the Lashon Hara comes right after Yom Kippur is over, during the meal. I mean, what that doesn't, by the way, that doesn't mean that the tshuva on Yom Kippur wasn't real. On Yom Kippur, they 100% meant it, and they davened, and they asked for forgiveness, and they meant it, and they were sorry. But there's nothing to do with what happens afterwards. Should a person be as religious the whole year that they are Aser Simei Tshuva 100%? And then, next year, Aser Simei Tshuva, you're supposed to be more religious than you were the previous year. They should do it B'li Neder. They should make B'li Neder, if not it becomes a Neder. In fact, many people have a minig that even before Yom Kippur, in Aser Simei Tshuva, they'll already start buying a lulav and esrog. They'll start getting involved in mitzvahs. They have as many mitzvahs under their belt when Yom Kippur comes than they would otherwise. So people would even not building the sukkahs, as you said, after Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur. In fact, many people, even though halachically you're allowed to, but many people write, you shouldn't make a wedding asesim etshuva. It's not forbidden to make a wedding asesim etshuva, but some people write, you shouldn't make a wedding asesim etshuva. Why? Because you made din, the days of judgment, and you don't want to have the simcha of a wedding when you have the concept of judgment. So if somebody needs to, though, then they're allowed to. Okay. Okay. Like we said, you had Avinu Malkeinu, you had all the additions of Aser Shimei Tshuva and so on. Now, Shabbos Tshuva, or Shabbos Tshuva, there's two versions of how it's called, is the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay? And this itself, like we said, is Tshuva within Tshuva. Because it says Shabbos itself, it says in Svarim, Shabbos is Shin Bei Sof, it's the same letters as the word Toshev. Toshev and Eshadaka, which is the concept of Tshuva. So Shabbos is also Tshuva. Shabbos Tshuva means the level of Tshuva. Shabbos, it's Tshuva in Tshuva, which is a very high level of Tshuva. Okay, the Maftir says you shouldn't give it to kids because it's a respectable Maftir, so on and so forth.
I thought you can't do it.
You can do tshuva any time. You don't do vidui on Shabbos. You don't confess sins on Shabbos. Except Yom Kippur, you do al-chet. But like Avinu Malkeinu, you don't say on Shabbos, even Yom Kippur, only by Ne'ilah.
But don't you have to say, like Rambam says, you have to do three things for doing tshuva. You have to admit what you've done, be sorry for what you've done in the past.
Regret for the past, acceptance for the future, and confession, no?
Confession, so you have to make confession on Shabbat.
Yeah, but you don't need to confess and Shabbos to do the concept of Tshuva. Shabbos, you don't say Hashem Nebogadnu. Only again, Yom Kippur is the only day, even if it's Shabbos. Like this, you're not allowed to... Even, you should know, if you look in Avinu Malkeinu, the long Avinu Malkeinu, the first verse is Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha, which it says you don't say that in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. You don't want to mention sin. You don't want to tell God in Rosh Hashanah, hey God, I want you to know we sinned. You let him forget about it. He knows, we said you don't want to remind him, so to speak. Not that Hashem forgets anything, but you don't want to remind Hashem that, that we sinned. Oh, by the way, one more thing before Rosh Hashanah, in fact. This Saturday night, just Mitzvah Shabbos, there's no Vinayim of Atta Kaddish. And the next bunch of Saturday nights, there's not going to be Vinayim of Atta Kaddish, because anytime, like we learned, there's a Yom Tov during the week that you're not allowed to do work. So then you don't say Vinayim Vata Kaddish Saturday night. So this week is Rosh Hashanah. The next Saturday night has Yom Kippur in its week. Then you have Sukkot and then Simchas Torah. So for the next like four Shabbosim, there's no Vinayim and Vata Kaddish because the only time you say it is when you have a full week of actual work.